Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with this young lady next to me, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer at the Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. You know, folks, our goal is to provide you with information to help you make intelligent, you know, health choices that you need. This is stuff you need, folks. And this week, in response to our listeners' emails, we're going to talk about supplements. Now, this is, you know, this is a tough one here because supplements are not all the same. You know,
and you don't need all of them.
You don't need all of them. And, you know,
but you do need some of them.
There's medical grade supplements.
Yes.
There's the stuff you buy at Walmart. The
That's
stuff
right.
you buy off of Amazon. You know, there's one, you know, there's prices at Amazon. It's $6 here, and the same supplement can be, you know, $26, you know.
Yes.
So, and then I've got a friend that takes
15
different supplements.
Yes.
You know, and she's a sweetheart. But
I think
but sometimes they, you know,
sometimes they interact.
That they can interact with each other. And if you're taking other medications, that can be a really problem. You know,
it's really important to share with your doctor if you're taking supplements. I mean, we actually ask all the time, like, please bring all the supplements that you're taking. And a lot of our patients are like, well, nobody's ever asked that. And it's very important, especially with blood pressure medications.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether your blood pressure is high or low, the supplements can actually affect how your blood pressure. And if it's too high, you can end up having a horrible headache. So there's lots of things that we can talk about today and the enzyme pathways and why we recommend the things we recommend.
You know, I know my dad, he's passed away 15 years ago, but he took St. John's wort, mm-hmm. and it would really help him out. It would just, you know, calm him down just a little bit. He had PTSD from, you know, being a prisoner of war. And, you know, it was great, but come to find out, it could have easily been, you know, counteracting some of the medications he was taking in
right.
his 80s. And so it may not have been a good thing.
Because St. John's wort, it actually works on a pathway. You know, we all have a pathway in our liver that actually starts to process these different supplements. And when it comes to St. John's wort, you know, one of the major interactions that it has is with something that's called cytochrome P450. And that's an enzyme pathway that metabolizes our blood pressure medications, warfarin, a lot of different medications that are out there. And if you take them, then it can actually increase the other medication and be too much. So at 80, you can just imagine if mm-hmm. with a blood pressure medication and an interaction with St. John's wort, their blood pressure can really drop. And then that becomes worse possibility to have a fall precaution because
right.
we're already concerned about, you know, our elder parents falling and stumbling because our balance gets off as we get older. And that's
yeah.
why it's important to actually practice our balance. And one of the best things to do to practice your balance is look in the mirror and try to stand on one foot. And as you learn that, you can also go into like the tree pose. So all of you people that understand and like yoga, you'll know what that is. Because that's one of the things that I practice with pain management patients is that as they learn that, because as you get your body balanced, your chemicals in the brain and your entire system actually decrease.
Well, you know, people think that supplements aren't real medicine. Okay. They're just
yeah.
think, okay, it's supplements. It's cool. It's not going to hurt me. It's not going to affect anything.
Except I prescribe supplements all the time.
Right. I understand that. But I mean, it's just think you think supplements, I can just go by to Walmart. I'll buy this or that.
Yeah.
And it's not going to hurt me. It's not going to, why bother?
And
I'll just take
a
it.
Lot of people out there too, is, you know, they might be working out
right.
with a trainer and the trainer also is
sure.
recommending supplements, which is great because they're trying to get their clients healthy. But one of the things that I know with a lot of trainers, they'll also say, you know, ask your doctor because you're taking other medications. That's an awesome trainer. Because they want to make sure that none of your interactions are going to
sure.
happen. You know, there's, you know, one of the common things is like milk thistle. A lot of patients will say, you know, hey, it'll clean out my liver. And I'm like, yes, it will. But you're also taking an SSRI. And an SSRI is many of the common antidepressants. And when you're taking milk thistle with the SSRI, you actually have an interaction that can be very dangerous. And you can go into something that's called serotonin syndrome, where you get very anxious and overwhelmed. So there's different ways of balancing that. And talking to your doctor, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Let me stop you for a second. Talking to your doctor. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know what a pain in the butt it is? Talk to these doctors. Okay. It's cool.
Yes.
We have no problem. We can call Teresa or something like that and say, okay, what about this? We can drop you guys an email. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. I get an answer. But any other doctor, that doesn't happen.
And that's where I always share with every patient, whether you're in the hospital or you have a primary care doctor, you have the right to fire your doctor. So I know with my journey with medicine and having rheumatoid arthritis, there's a lot of doctors that I did not continue to see because of what they were wanting to do. You know, some of the biologics that put me into kidney and liver failure, you know, I'll never do those again because there's other ways of doing it, but you have to have a whole health, total health part. And that's not only your physical, but that's also your spiritual, your financial. All of those things have to balance. If you have a lot of stress at home, well, that's going to cause a little difficulty, and you might be in overwhelm. You might get very anxious. You might grab the St. John's wort to help calm things down, right, or something that's called 5-HT. That's another one that a lot of people will use. And as long as you're not mixing it with a lot of other things, it will work very well. But when people are taking 10, 15, then you can have a lot of interactions. Sometimes it's fine. I think the largest dosage of vitamins that a patient ever came into was she was taking 56 different vitamins, some of them three times a day, in addition to some drops. And when one of the drops she said was hydrochloric acid, I'm like, just stop what you're doing. Let's reroute this. And our plan, I always like to share with patients, is that if I can get you to take six vitamins every day, and you can skip Saturday and Sunday, because everybody that is in a chronic condition, mm-hmm. they tend to skip something. So Monday through Friday. Now, myself, do I take more than six? Well, yes, I do, because I like a lot of powders. I mix a lot of powders with my iced tea. It gives me a little bit of, focus, energy. I don't want to come home and be exhausted for my family. I want to go and let's take a walk. Let's do a bike ride. Let's go swimming. Let's go to the gym. And I want other families to be the same way. So I always share, you know, when you see me and my husband, we drink our own Kool-Aid. You know, we want to be that good, healthy representative of what is possible. Because if you would have seen me at 205 pounds in a wheelchair, not able to walk, and where I am now, it's a very different place. So I want to encourage everybody that if you have hope, it's a possibility. And that's what we're here to provide. No matter where you are in your health journey, we're here to offer you hope.
Yeah, like you said, sometimes you just stop everything and start over.
Yes, yeah. A lot of
times. She's done that herself. We were just talking off the air.
Absolutely.
And she was, stop and start over and figure out.
Yes,
yeah, you
exactly
keep adding
what's
things
happening.
Till you find out what the problem is.
Right.
And it's logical.
Yeah. So some of the things that, you know, I had a patient earlier today and she's like, Doc, I don't want to take six things or eight things. I just want to take one or two things. I'm like, you know what? Then let's concentrate on anti-inflammatory. And if you go to everydayhealthhacker.com, there's a lot of the vitamins that I recommend, and they're just links to other vitamins. Some of them are even on Amazon. Patients who are hyperglycemic, in other words, their blood sugars are going up and down. They might be gaining weight. They might be losing massive amounts of weight. Blood sugars are very dangerous, and so we have to have them controlled. And if they're really ready to take that journey with me, I'll actually start them on one of my favorites, which is Dr. Whitaker's berberine, or berberine itself. And if you look across the board on Amazon, there's some good ones and there's some really bad ones. So how do you distinguish what's good and what's bad? And that is, look for pharmaceutical grade. If you can see that it's pharmaceutical grade, or that it is in the non-prescription journals, then you know that there's been a lot of research on it, because a lot of the companies today have actually taken the time to do research. It's one of the reasons why I really celebrate Alacure, because they do so much research on all of those brands, and they cover a lot of different things from GI to memory to heart health. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are out there. Life Vantage is one of my favorites as well. There's a lot of them that are my favorites, but I want to know what your favorite is. So I would love for you to comment, text, and let us know so that we can just discuss that. Or if you have a question, just give us an email, info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
Right. And anybody has a topic that we'd like for us to tackle, mm-hmm. once again, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Mm-hmm. These folks will actually get the email. Mm-hmm. She will actually get 99% of them and answer them herself.
Yes.
Usually at about midnight or
yes.
1 o'clock in the morning. She has 18-hour days, and she actually enjoys that, believe it
do.
Or not.
I like to
She
serve.
Is a little masochistic in that sense.
No,
right there.
No, we're truly here to serve. We signed up for it. So when we say that we're on 24/7, we truly are.
You really are.
And it's not just me. It's the entire team at Meridian Health Institute, also known as Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. And we're here to serve. And the two things that I want to take away today is that, number one, if you are taking supplements, make sure that they're pharmaceutical grade. If you're not sure, call your doctor. If they're not sure, take a look at our blogs. There's a lot of different options that we can offer you, and I'll also provide some supplementation there in the comments. Number two, the two most common interactions is going to be St. John's wort and also things that when people are taking warfarin. So if you're taking either of those from a medical, from a health perspective, talk to your doctor about what it can also interfere with, as well as SSRIs, which are your typical antidepressants. Yeah. There's a lot out there, and we want to keep you safe.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're out of time. That was also fun. Don't forget, info at everydayhealthhacker.com. As always, on behalf of myself, Mike Herzing, Dr. Lisa Liao, the whole staff here at Meridian Health and the Health Institute and Medical Dental and all these guys here, everybody, we're having, and including Dr. Denali right here, our pup.
And we just hope that if you have any questions, please give us a ring, give us a call, email us, and we hope that we can serve you to give you hope and a better life for your future with quality.
Yeah, that's always good. 281-265-6565.
Have a blessed day.
Have a great one.